Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dwight Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trammell for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coles moves to second. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Coles moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Coles reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Coles moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Lawler now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Coles, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Ed Romero. Ray Quiñones pinch hits for Mike Greenwell. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Boggs moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Mike Heath pinch hits for Dwight Lowry. Kevin Romine now playing center field. Ray Quiñones now playing shortstop. Rich Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Coles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.